Hello and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And the news today is that NFU Scotland have announced they are committed to finding a workable solution for Scottish sheep farmers following the announcement from Brussels that the Europeans intend to penalise farmers who do not achieve 100% accuracy with their electronic identification of sheep. Now, given that none of the electronic reading equipment is capable of 100% accuracy, it seems totally daft to try and enforce these rules. NFUS President Nigel Miller has been in talks with Scottish Government officials on how best to find a solution to this new twist in the EID story being thrown up by Europe. Now today we're taking a quick look at Open Farm Sunday. It's an event coming up on the 12th of June this year, and it's a chance for anyone and everyone to get onto a farm and have a look at how your food is produced. Here's Anna Davis, Scottish coordinator for the event.
Well, Open Farm Sunday takes place on the 12th of June this year, and essentially it's an opportunity for members of the public and those people who aren't familiar with farms to get onto a farm near them and to learn all the fascinating facts about farming and animals and how farming produces all our food. So it's a great opportunity to learn and have fabulous fun in the countryside.
And if you're looking for a farm that you might like to go to on the 12th of June, first off, in the very north up at Holkirk, there's Caithness Summer Fruits up at Roadside Croft Harpsdale. And also in the north at Wick, Bilbster Mains is open courtesy of Danny Miller. Now that's a mixed farm. At Kinloss, Grigor Butler has got open East Grange Farm just off the A96 between Forres and Elgin. And there's a chance to see free-range eggs being produced at Ardersier, courtesy of Gordon Whiteford and Highland Eggs. And finally, also at Ardersier, Donnie McLeod of McLeod Organics is open as well. And of the total of 16 farms across the whole of Scotland, we've got 5 so far in the Highlands. So put Sunday the 12th of June in your diary. And remember, that's not a definitive list. There's more being added to all the time. If you want to find the closest one to you, just have a look at the website, farmsunday.org, for more details. That's farmsunday.org. But that's it from me for today, and I'll be back tomorrow looking at the subject of whether cows have a sense of humour. And if so, how do you know? And that'll be right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.